So the State of Voice, September 2018. So who thinks a revolution is starting, or maybe a hype? Maybe that's a better word. Anybody? One. Thank you, boss. Thank you. Yes, I try to remember everybody's name. So just the coming month, we have 5 events where voice is a major agenda item. For instance, this Wednesday, Timo is going to speak at Digital Wednesday in Eindhoven. Last time we had Max from Amazon, the main European evangelist. He's going to talk on October 10th at E-Day, at On Brand, and then also at the Voice Conference with, yes, I'm hosting that as well, by the way, which is the first full-day event. And then if you're not bored already, you can also jump a plane to Munich. And on October 12th, there's another full-day event about voice. So maybe something is going on. I don't know. Let's see. So who here has seen all the Alexa news? Some people. Well, it started kind of, small. And I see it similar to being the Intel Inside movement you had in the early 2000s, if you remember that. Because basically Amazon is trying to get into everything. At the German device show like a month ago, or beginning of this month, they announced that there are now over 20,000 Alexa-capable devices. This is from 3,500 brands. So these are all hardware devices. I don't know if it's toasters, but it definitely is coffee machines and other stuff that are capable, that you can talk to. Can you imagine that you will only have things to talk to in 10 years? That's the revolution we're talking about. They also announced that they have 50,000 skills. 5,000, by the way, are German of that. So yes, they're coming too. By the way, there's no rumor even about a Dutch version. If I knew, I'd definitely whisper it really loud. So I'm sorry about that. We only have to work right now with Google. But Alexa, man, it's going strong there. So I put some numbers here. Can you guess what these numbers are? Come on, I'll give you 3 tries. Shout it out. Yes? Okay, another one? No. No, I wish. They're way young and keep me up. Yeah. Okay, one more. Yes, no, yeah, I didn't put any market share figures this time around. So thank you for that try, though. So we had 13 hardware announcements last Thursday or Friday as a surprise, and 16 feature announcements. I put the hardware here. Can you read with me? No, okay, I won't read them all. But man, this is like a tsunami or the attack on Normandy that they did in the Second World War. It's an incredible amount of basically news and effort they are now announcing and stuff that we can buy, and I want it. I mean, of course, an update to all their devices. By the way, this is their 4th generation set of devices, and you can see that. And I don't know if you know, they have 13,000 people working on all of these. And just some highlights. I mean, you have the smart plug, so anything that have a plug, and there is also a European version as well. If you go to Amazon.de, you can see it. So you plug it in between your lamp, and you can then talk to your lamp on and off. You don't have to have a Hue anymore. The thing I love as well in this list is the wall clock. One of the most used features in my household and also other households is the timer. A timer for your spaghetti, a timer for the bread in the oven, for the pizza, et cetera, et cetera. Now you can see it on your wall clock in the kitchen. If you talk about trying to conquer your home with devices, that's such a logical thing. And it's only like $30 or something, right? Does it say here? Yeah, $30. It'll be 60 in Europe, but oh well. an amplifier, a subwoofer, and of course the microwave. Yes, the microwave. And it all sounds cheesy, but basically these are the stuff that everybody uses that they need. And that will be voice enabled. And they know this is important to do. So lots of stuff coming, and hopefully also soon here. Oh, so what's this? These are features. Yes, I don't really use a lot of bullet points, but this time around, I'm like, okay, let's do it. So this, a couple of them. Alexa Guard. You know what Alexa Guard is? You leave your house.
But I don't turn off the mic myself. Thank you. Ensure that that the right music is playing for your cats. No, that the smoke detector is active. That the lights go on and off, so it seems at your home, and all those kind of services. So smart hunches. So after you keep doing the same thing over and over with Alexa, it suggests like, hey, shall I make a routine out of this? Local voice control. So imagine if your internet goes down. I don't know if you're a Ziggo customer, but that may happen sometimes. Well, then it still keeps working. Email integration, stereo pairing, etc., etc. It's too much almost to communicate. That was my reasoning this weekend. Like, what can I tell about it? But it's it's too much to comprehend, but it's everything we want, I can tell you as a user. Impressive. And what's also coming? Skype integration. So if you have an Amazon Echo with a screen on it, you can now also do video calling with Skype. Imagine what kind of reach that adds to it. I mean, Microsoft already has Cortana, but now Skype is there too. And did you hear the rumors? Now we're going to switch to another provider. Did you hear the rumors that Facebook also has a speaker coming? Probably has to do with screen, voice, and interaction so that you can call your friends. So it's a rumor. I could not validate it except for one source. But still, there's a lot of news. Over 4 million hits if you Google it. It's called The Portal. And they wanted to announce it just before or just right when their privacy thingy happened. So yeah, maybe it'll happen. But whatever happens, it's going to be a voice thing and people will get to know what you can do with it. So any effort into voice, I applaud. And then who here uses Salesforce? Two people, right? Oh, three more. Well, Salesforce, for the people that don't know it, Salesforce is a way to track your customers, to track your sales and stuff like that. Well, now you can do that with voice. And by the way, Salesforce builds their own Skyrises and stuff like that. They're doing really well in the world. And this is how they work.
Meeting recap. Met with Ron at Ohana Labs. He had a lot of questions, but I think we're going to do a lot of business with them. Follow up with Ron next quarter. Change the amount to $500,000. Change the close date to November.
So all the data that it recognizes, it validates, links to the database. This is going from data to information. And it sounds simple, but this is so important, especially for salespeople who don't want to write anything down. But when they're in the car or on the bike here in Holland, they can just dump their voice notes in there, and it'll be put in the system, the CRM system. I love it. And then what about Google? Is Tim here already? I hope he'll come soon. he's on his way. So Google has a hardware event. It won't be a surprise. It's going to be on October 9th. And we don't know what's going to happen. But already this leaked, which looks like a screen voice device, which you can also use for your, I don't know actually what it is. And nobody knows. Lots of speculation. But let's see what they can do or what they will do. We do know that they just launched in Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, I should say. So there's lots of stuff, but not as much as Google. That was the big highlight the last week. So if you look at all this, for me, it's very similar to earlier movements, be it CompuServe and American Online, if you're American or had something to do with that, or with the phone development. I mean, who here had a Nokia? Nice. Who here had a BlackBerry? Oh, not that many. Interesting. So to me, that is very similar to what's happening now. And who here has a Nokia today? Only Sam. Oh, went two there. Nice. Oh, Kasper, hi. I'm sorry. Yes. Anyway, and who here has a BlackBerry? Nobody. Yeah. So that's the same thing. What can happen? What will happen with all these voice initiatives? So that was the thing that I was pondering the last month. And I'd like to share with you what you can see maybe if you kind of scratch the window clean of all this news and all this marketing and all this money that's being thrown at it.
So if you think about it, we've been using mediocre communication tools for the last 200 years. So we've been typing on awesome typing machines. We've been using computers, of course. We've been using phones. We've been using faxes and all those kind of things. But you always had to make do. You had to learn something else. You had to learn to type. I still can't. Yet we've been talking over 50,000 years. Literally, our neck and whatever's in there is optimized for that. Our brain is optimized to understand each other. So that's, of course, what you want to do. That's also why I so believe in voice being the next big thing. So that's why I really believe that voice is the most logical way for everybody to interact with that incredible amount of effort and possibility that the AI movement has. It'll be the interface layer that we will use, that everybody will use, without knowing all the technology what's on the other side. And this is possible because it will become contextual. It'll know that right now I'm here, so I probably won't be suggesting if I would ask my assistant to have a cocktail because I'm, you know, I need to be on. A beer would do, though. So it will know different places where I am, different events. It knows who I am, so if I say I want pizza, it'll know that my pizza is different than yours pizza because he doesn't like wood fire oven pizza, but New York pizza, I'm just using you as an example, I'm sorry. But you get the point. And also, it knows what kind of person I am. It knows that I'm pretty outgoing, I like big words, I like enthusiasm, as compared to maybe somebody else who likes very distinct, clear communication and no BS. So it'll communicate to me in the most optimal manner. If you know crystal nose and therapists like that, this is already possible. So that will be integrated as well. So context, personal, and then, of course, privacy. It'll be private. It will know that it is allowed to check my doctor stuff or not. I mean, I have a board to easily manage that. And lastly, it'll be a mega platform. Think about the mobile phone. Think about the app store. Think about all these things that are built upon or into this media which every company uses. That's what needs to happen for this to really get big, to become the interface layer. So who could do this? Well, I think not the current players. I do not think that Google will own this because they just use their voice for ads. And I hope Tim will help us maybe enlighten us a little bit. But the data they get and the money they earn, they are, of course, a registered company or are on the stock market. They do it for the money, of course. Yes, they tell us it's other stuff, but it's not just that. Amazon is like your groenteboer. You'll buy your bananas there, but that's it, not anything else. So you won't trust them with your privacy. And Facebook, well, I don't even have to discuss that probably. So they will not last the coming 10 years in force. So who will or who may? So let's think about it. Again, who is contextual? Who will know everything about us, where we are, what we can do? Who can be personal with us? Who can be private? Who can manage our privacy really well? And who is experienced with the mega platform? Well, there's actually only two right now that I see as possible runners-up. First off is Microsoft. They actually create or manage part of the Siri infrastructure. They have an amazing cloud platform with I don't know how much capability in there that we don't really know. I mean, we only know now the popular voice stuff, where there's lots of stuff underneath that we don't know about. So that's the first. And the second one is Apple. So the last company that Steve Jobs bought before he died was Siri. And he knew that voice was going to be big. But the people that took over his legacy, they didn't see that. They thought all kinds of stuff. So now voice... Siri is literally somewhere back there in the company, and it's not overarching and breaking through all the silos and making sure that the OS and everything else is secondary. Right now, it's still an appendage, but it'll change, and they might, if they make that choice, they can rule this new voice world if they want to, because they know the context. You trust them with that, also with your personal stuff. They will be able to recognize you because you already have so much. They already have so much data of you. They, like Microsoft, also are not into selling ads and stuff like that. I mean, they might have some minor business, but it's not a major part of a business. They are used, just like Microsoft, they are used to selling agnostic technology to you. And that's what this is about. So that, in short, is my little prediction. I normally don't do predictions, but for once I wanted to do that. I hope you like it.